KOVQ in 4DJC.
DJC, KO4NUE.
And how you doing?
Hi, sir.
Good, I was trying to get in touch with Stacy, see if he was around this evening.
I'm on here since yesterday or night before last, I forget.
I missed him for a little while. I didn't know what he was on this afternoon night. I was going to see if he got his, I think he got his APRS straightened out. And I think I got mine position reported now.
I'm just sitting here reading about TNCs and trying to figure out if I want to mess with a TNC or am I happy with using sound card over.
Your TNC is a good deal. I mean, the old Cantronics stuff that people used to use years ago when we just ran packet. That stuff was real reliable. They're not very cheap, though.
Well, I'm using a signal link with WinLink. What the advantages of a TNC would be, other than, you know, having your own personal bulletin board system, I guess, but I don't know, Jerry, I just can't get it in my mind exactly what the difference is. With WinLink, I'm able to send messages, and, you know, I can do peer-to-peer, but packet,
Dave would probably be more beneficial talking to him than it is to me, but I just remember this has been back in the 80s or mid-80s or so when the packet got hot. This was in the days before APRS, and it was a pretty good method of using it, but they had separate TNCs, and the Cantronics one was a real good one. I don't think they're making any more. They are. They're expensive. But the only thing I recall about being able to run a TNC is it's got a lot more flexibility than some of the other stuff does. But actually, it's been so long since I've played with it, I just don't know if that's still the case or not.
I'll have to talk with Dave about it. There's a bulletin board system up on WX4PG. They might leave one up a bit sooner than I'm not sure. I can see it transmitting, but I haven't tried to actually connect with it as of yet. But I'm just, like I said, just trying to see if there's any advantage at all. The only thing that got me really interested in it is the telemetry, but I can't find any information on the Cantronics website about exactly what telemetry it's able to process, so I don't know, I'm going to have to call them.
That's a good idea, because I think it's been so long since I flew with any of that stuff, and I really wasn't. If my buddy was one of those, he was doing it more than I was. He was really into that. He got a poor writer where he's like me. He was more on 2 meters and stuff than he was on anything else. And I guess that's the way it works is. And he just got real heavily involved in it, which was kind of surprising to me because he wasn't a real technology guy, but he really enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, the other advantage is keyboard to keyboard. I mean, you can do a little chat, but I'm just trying to figure out who am I going to talk to. I mean, I don't understand why it's, you know, got me looking into it. I look at it for a day or two. Now I don't need to do that, and then somehow or another I end up right back here where I'm at looking at it again. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that's got me thinking about it. I can't quite figure it out.
It's one of those things, like a lot of other things are. It's just down another rabbit hole, but it's just, for the time, it was, you know, it was a good technology, and they still use it a lot. But now, like you said, I don't know who you talk to, because I haven't been involved with it in many, many years. It's just a different way of communicating. This was long before they even thought about the internet. You know, I mean, it's still bulletin boards and that sort of thing, rather than having internet like we have it now. Because I remember being a member of bulletin boards, and we'd log in. And, you know, we used to do 300 balls, and it took forever to get stuff done. But it was long before technology we got that, but it was the best we had at the time.
Well, like I said, I mean, I think Winlink's doing pretty good, and there's a bulletin board system up on WX4PG, and I have been using it. You know, it's pretty reliable, but I don't know, that just this whole telemetry thing is got me looking deeper into it, but I think I'm gonna have to call them and see exactly what they mean by that, because they don't give any information on their website.
Well, you could talk to me on GTOR, PacTOR, or one of those other good ones, the more modern ones, of course, Chad. N0TR.
Hi, sir.
Well, I think I broke my throat. I'm headed down to CVS to get me some medicine to gargle, I think. I had some butter beans and cornbread yesterday. And I'm hoping it's just a burn. It burnt my gum, burnt my throat a little bit. Just a dumb trick. Anyways, go ahead, Jerry.
Feeling better. We got a little bit of rain today, which helped a little bit here. But I don't know what's happening right now. I just think there's still. A lot of people think TNCs are just gone, and I think that's probably the case. So. But there's a lot of people still use them, obviously. I mean, it's just another different mode, I guess, Chad. A lot of, like I said, people use it still, but it's been a while back. I mean, I've seen some discussions, but most discussions on those things were, you know, it's been 8 or 10 years ago, I guess.
Right, well, another thing I'm considering is, if that, one of the other models, the K-Tronics sells 4 or 5 different models, but one of them I'm looking at would be probably a pretty good addition to go into up on the clubs for Peter, if club members wanted to have a bulletin board system. I mean, that would be a good way to do that. But they're going to have to be on Winlink or have their own TNC. Is what I'm thinking.
On your conversation, I'm almost down there. I used to do a lot of packet, and I had some Cantronic stuff, Chad, but I didn't give it all away. Well, it was pretty active back up in Kansas years ago. 73's Chad, and 73's to you, Jerry, and I'll send it to you, Jerry, and let you guys carry on. This is N0TR. Thanks for the break.
Hope you get to feeling better, sure enough, because you don't want to get down in this weather. It's too hot. And gargle good with salt water, too. Go ahead, Chad.
73, Tom. Have a good night. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Terry, KO4 NUE. I've got a little WX3-in-1 Plus that's, it's doing real good with telemetry. But I don't know, it just, this sounds kind of neat. I have my own little personal mailbox, I guess that's what it would be. But, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I'll give them a holler Monday and see what their sales reps got to say. I'm sure they'll convince me somehow. That's what salesmen do, right?
Well, you did. I didn't pass up a chance. But I talked to a few more people. But it was always an interesting move for me. I think I would have gotten more involved in it had I not been on the road most of the time back in those days. And I wasn't at home enough to really get it more deeply involved in it, but it's just a different, it's not an antiquated mode because a lot of people still use it. There are clubs, that thing out in, that Tapper's thing out in Tucson, they're still real popular out there in the West. So if somebody's doing it, they would still be selling them if they weren't M4DJC.
Well, they are, They're a little pricey. I mean, some of them's up, $500-$600, depending on which one you want to do, I guess. But, the basic models just right at $300. So I don't know. I'll have to do a little bit more digging and see. I'm trying to find the information on how to control the thing. I'm assuming there's some type of software that you can, bust into the back of it and, program it on what to do or whatnot. But I can't find a whole lot of information on it. I guess that's another reason to call the company, I guess.
AEA used to do that stuff a lot. There were several software packages, I think, but they always ported them, I think, Chad, through a RS-232 port in the back. But that's been a long time ago. I'm sure they've got a different configuration port now, but there were several software packages. I don't recall the exact names of them, but there were at least two that I remember my buddy using, and he preferred one over the other one, but, they were, actually, that was kind of the early days of all this stuff, and it was real new, but he loved it. I mean, he enjoyed the heck out of it. When he first got me interested in AM radio, he was running tube radios then, and he didn't even have a transistorized radio of any kind.
Well, I did find a page here. They do sell software, so I'm assuming that you'll have to buy some kind of software to go with them as well. But I mean, software is pretty cheap. But I don't know. I'll keep looking into it. I think it's kind of neat sounding, really. But like I said, it's all going to be dependent on, other users that are in the packet. And I don't think there's a lot of them around, to be honest with you.
There may be a group up in Charlotte that still does that. I'm not 100% sure. And I guarantee there's somebody around Atlanta with all the technology guys there that are still doing them. Because those clubs there really, and they had some. Those members have been into all that digital stuff, and they were early adopters of just about everything. And the only thing that I recall about, especially about using packet, was if you go onto a packet bulletin board system, multiple users can use it at the same time, which, for instance, would be totally different than using something through APRS, where it's just one talking to another person. you can send out group messages, but it becomes kind of difficult to communicate back and forth. And there was a system sent out more than just position reporting and a few other things too. But they were just two different systems. One of them was kind of a quick and dirty way to tell where everybody was, and also use it for short text messages. And the old one was more just a keyboard communication set up by VHF.
Well, I'm going to check into it. It won't hurt to ask, you know. I just got a lot of gaps in trying to figure all this out, and I would expect things would be a little easier to try to get information on it. But either I'm not looking in the right spot, or it's just not too awful popular. But I don't know. I'll keep looking into it and see what I come up with. But Jerry, let me duck on out of here. It's getting close to net time. I heard you throw your call out. Figure I'd drop in and say hello for a few minutes. But the KO4NUE, and Jerry, I'm gonna stand by for the net. 73s, I'll talk to you later, bud.
Okay, to you. And you got my interest peaked too, so I'm going to start digging into it myself. And there'll be more involved in it too, I'm sure. 73, talk to you a little bit later on. N4DJC, clear. Way down in the north, I didn't catch the call. You have to get a little better spot for me to hear you, N4DJC.
I would just like to mention that tomorrow I'm heading up for my general license exam. I'm taking that tomorrow. Yep.
4NUE, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Steve.
I just moved this Wuzon radio over to a new vehicle. How is my audio?
It's sharp and crisp. Mic gain might be just a little bit high, but probably not worth mentioning. But definitely audible and copyable over. Just a hint of white noise in the back, but nothing to complain about all around over.
How's this on the audio now? I was eating the microphone. This ought to be a little bit better. How's this?
Name, really. Steve, it ain't worth mentioning. It's a little off. I'm not sure what it is, but it's not detracting or anything. It's just really, really crisp. Just a little bit overly, if that helps.
Roger. Okay, good enough. Well, at least I'm getting out. I bought me a little Ford Transit Connect, one of those little bitty vans, and I got the antenna and all that stuff in it today. And so anyhow, I'm going to have me a little Saturn Aura for sale. But you say it is getting out okay, and I'm over here. I'm fixing to get on, I'm fixing to cross over 26 from Asheville Highway.
It's a van now, Steve, and is it Is it a work van with metal on the insides?
It is a Transit Connect wagon, which means that it's got seats for six people. It is fully upholstered like a Cadillac. Man, it's nice. I got Bluetooth, I got backup cameras, I got all the whatnots and whiz bangs and all that good stuff. So It's a nice little van, so that's probably not what you're hearing there.
Echoey, but that's why I was asking if it was, you know, a metal van inside and all. But I wouldn't worry about it. It ain't. It's not that big a deal. But just gonna let you know it is in there, but it's way in the back over.
Roger. Well, good deal, bud. I appreciate it. And we're fixing to pull into Avery's to get a banana split. All right, listen, I appreciate it, and I'll try to hit the net. Are you calling it tonight?
Daniels, I believe Daniel's calling tonight. But, no, I will not. But, hey, let me duck on out. Enjoy your banana split. And I'll talk at you later. KL4NUE, clear.
KN4, VWA, clear.
KO4, why you in? Can I get a quick radio check for the net?
In KO4NUE, I got you, Tanner. You got just a little bit of white noise in the background, but you are definitely copyable, over.
KO4NUE, this is KO4, why you in? Thank you for the check.
T, clear.
TR mobile. Get my burnet.
Someone call the net tonight.
For DJW, stand by for that.
Thank you, DJW, for a few stand by.
Testing. And my radio got stuck in simplex mode. I'm going to try this again. CQ, the Blue Ridge to meet your net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is travel address. In the interest of remote amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Singleton to announcements for the net. Please call KJ4WZM or net control. At this time, so we'll go ahead and begin with recognizing the pre-net check-ins. We've got a decent list of them tonight. I'll count them up afterwards. I'll try to get all these in one go-through, but it's going to be a second. The pre-net check-ins. W4FCM, that's Fred and Travelers Rest. M4IEI, his wife, Ira and Travelers Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KG4PFI Don, he brings along with him his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, they're in Piedmont. KM4BLH, that's Kurt over there in Greenville. K4LSH, that is Pat and Malden. KI4MRA, Fred in Wiesbaden, Germany. KA2AXQ, Ken and Pickens. KN4URF, that is Aaron and Marietta. KJ4UHF, Jack and Greenville. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. KF4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor. WNP, Landon and Pickens. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KO4CEF, Andrew and Inman. And KE0UUX, Joe on Mount Pisgah. Count these up real quick. Check-ins. 21 check-ins, including myself. At this time, I'd like to ask if there's any first-time check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net or anyone who has recently upgraded their license as well. That category, so we'll go ahead with the last category before beginning the normal regular roll call part of the net. We're going to go ahead and check link stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM or send me a message over Echolink.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out, please.
Nice. KA
10-4 RJN. That is John over there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Looks like we got one last Echolink station on here for now. So I'll make another call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Call KJ4WZM.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No comments, no traffic.
That is WD8RON. That is Ed over there in Brevard. Thanks for checking in with me tonight or Echolink, Ed. Hope you're doing well. All right. We'll go ahead and begin the regular part of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACG portion. Tonight being Friday night, we will begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the suffix of your call beginning U through Z. Call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WVM. Again. Whiskey Victor 6 Zulu, Tom Mobile in Marietta, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative 73. 4 WVM. Bravo 4 Zulu Victor Mike ZVM, Dan and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4YUN, Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee. Uniform November. If I'm lucky, tomorrow I will be a upgraded general license holder. So hopefully that will go well and test tomorrow morning over the Red Cross. Besides that, I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you.
12. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land of laws, and we're negative and negative.
Your 4 Yankee Uniform November. Man, I always forget to say my name and my location. This is Tanner in Pickens. Sorry about that.
WV6Z. That's Tom over there mobiling around in Marietta. Be careful out there on the mobile, Tom. Next up, I've got KV4ZVM. That is Dan over there in Greer. And then KO4YUN. That is Tanner over there in Pickens. Tanner, good luck on your general tomorrow. I hope you're able to get it. That'll be really exciting. I've got my general, so welcome to the club. Next up, I've got W4WOZ. That is Rod from the land of Waz. We'll make another run call. I run through roll call here on the... Yeah, my tongue's tingled tonight, folks. It's been a long week. We'll make another run through on Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, please call KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. Delta next, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Need Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville, and we'll all be negative and negative. Please log us in and out tonight, please.
WZM. Tonight, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4 WZM. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
For WZM. Well, in the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
Yeah, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4 DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comment.
WZM. Buddy on the net. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KBIQ, Dave and Easley. That'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
That is KK4DMW. That is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're over there at Greenville Memorial tonight. Rick, could you let us know how Lorena is doing?
Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. She's doing a little bit better. She's still having pretty good difficulties in walking, but she's improving. Got a little bit of relearning to do on using her hands and legs from the stroke. But she is improving, and it's just going to take time.
He seems to keep her and you and your family in our thoughts and prayers. Definitely tell her, as well as Michelle, that everyone from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net says hello, and that we hope that she's doing well. And hope that she stays in good spirits and makes a strong recovery. Look forward to y'all being home in Piedmont sometime soon again. We'll go ahead and continue recognizing these stations here. Next up, we've got W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Gary Hebrings, along with him, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY. They are home and easily tonight. Next, I've got N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, and KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Many other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. And Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead up to E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Watching to hear E through H empty tonight. We'll try I through L next. India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
K4WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KK4JFO, that's James up on a mountain in Tuxedo, and KK4JBQ Larry, and he brings all of them, his wife Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're over there in Greer tonight. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. Actually, let me see, I through L, India through Lima, call KJ4WZM.
Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Gene, negative and negative. Gene from Taylor's, over.
Recognize W4FHJ. That is Gene and Taylor's. Got you checked in, Gene, no problem. We'll try Mike through Papa next. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Medicine, but then the hunters, the attack, the metaphor,
DM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campobello. And Daniel, we're requesting to secure our station, sir.
K4OIN, that is Walt and Inman. And all right, sounds good. I will, Walt. I'll holler at you later on. Got you checked in, though, and we'll talk to you soon. Next up, I've got KF4NUE. That's Chad. He brings along with him his wife, Miss Anna, KF4RYP. They're at home in Campobello, and go ahead and secure your station at your leisure, Chad, and I will let you know if anyone needs to contact you later on. All right, we'll go ahead and I'll make one last call on M3P, and then I got some Echolink stations that are waiting. So, any more stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM.
Since you're going to do the Echolink, this is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo, Romeo, Robert, in Joanna, South Carolina, 29351, a.k.a. Lower Lawrence County. I will be negative and negative. Over.
Recognize KD4SRR. Hang on one second. I don't know what I did wrong, but I did not write down your name. I got checked in from Joanna, but I missed your name. I'm sorry about that.
KD4SRR is Robert, but that's okay, because sometimes we choose to be anonymous down here. Over.
Fine, Robert. I'm sorry about that. For some reason, I just forgot to write your name down. I was certain you had said it, and I didn't even think about it. Alright, well, we got you checked in, and I'm going to go ahead and call for Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. Name is Chandler and Easley. And I'll stick around for comments, but if you would please notify Chad, KO4NUE, that I would like to talk to him after the net if possible. Thank you. Have a good night and good evening to all on the net.
KJ4WZM. Hello, Daniel. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no queue.
Nice. KA4WWZ. That is Chandler and Easley. Chandler, I got you marked down for comments, and I will let Chad know that you were wanting to talk to him after the net. Next up, I have KA4PQA. That is Steven in Greenwood. Thank y'all for checking in with me on Echolink. We'll go ahead now up to Vector Tango Q3T. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KA4WZM. He's in Cashville, North Carolina. And W4TOA, that is Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Any other stations, go back through Tango Q3T if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Then KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec,
Golf, Chris, and Liberty, negative and negative.
4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up to the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
WZM.
Duncan in Asheville, nothing new to add, so this might be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo, Juliet, 4. I have Yankee, Echo, Zulu. I don't know if that's correct. If you wouldn't mind, come back with your call sign twice in phonetics and then once with letters, and I'll see if I can pull you out of the noise. And then I'm going to verify your name and location on QRZ and ask you if it's correct. So if you wouldn't mind, come back twice in phonetics and once in regular letters, and I'm going to try to fix this. YEV, that is Alan Gastonia. I'm doing extremely well on a handheld from Gastonia. Sorry about the power outage, and I got you way, way better that time. I think you may have found a slightly different location or something, but wherever you got in from, that was way better. You were completely readable that time, so I got you marked down here, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor, in Alan Gastonia. Good job on a handheld from Gastonia.
Well, it's the outside antenna I'm hooked up to that's doing all the work. Like I said, this is only 5 watts, but the outside, it's hooked up to the outside antenna. Over.
Good for 5 watts. Very impressive. Great setup there. Also in relay, I'd like to check in KF4HKX. That is Patrick over in Penrose. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4, RXX, Glenn, in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comment.
Mechanize. KJ4, RXX, that's my dad, Glenn, over there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in with me, Daddy. Hope you're doing well. Tell Mama we said hello. All right, at this time, I'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of the net. So this is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. KO4WWZ, Chandler, it looks like you're first up tonight. How are you doing? Call KJ4WZM.
I'm doing all right. KJ4WZ and this is KO4WWZ. How's you doing this week? Did you happen to see the pictures of the storm clouds I sent you from the job site the other day?
KJ4WZ, KJ4WZM. I am looking to see how you sent those to me. I don't see anything on my text messages. If you sent them on text, I didn't get it. Hold on. No, I don't think I've seen those pictures at all. I'm doing okay. Work was really, really hot this week, but it was a lot better today than the rest of the week has been. It was kind of humid today, but it wasn't nearly as hot. How was your work?
It was pretty hot. It was really hot. Especially Tuesday and Wednesday and even yesterday. But man, yesterday was like one of the most interesting days at work I had by far. We had a jog in the morning. We basically, you know, we didn't really have to do much slagging. We just, you know, had to monitor a little raid, area raid in the neighborhood. It's like one of those raids that nobody really drives on except for the people that live there. And all we did was monitor. And that lasted from maybe 9:30 to 11:30. And then they told us to go back to the op center and be on standby in case any power crews got any calls to go out and service. Well, while we were waiting, a thunderstorm came up. And I knew there was a slight risk, a level 2 risk. So I heard the thunder, I saw the clouds, you know, talking the trees a little bit. And I checked the radar, and all of a sudden I see a warning just to my north with numerous cells developing around it. And by the time I would say 2:05 came, we got a call saying that they're going to need service from a transformer. We got there, and the watch number 377 was issued, and man, it got crazy. I was really hoping to be working overtime, and then they assigned me a job to go at the crib that I was with yesterday today, texting me at 8 o'clock, canceling it, because they're going out on storm calls, and I didn't get to do that.
Really, really crazy day of weather there, and I was driving as the gust front hit. I was going from Central down to Piedmont, and I pretty much ran in the gust front the entire way there. That was really, really crazy, and every time I'd come up on a construction site, the gust front was about a quarter mile ahead of me, and the visibility would go to almost absolute zero as those winds hit that dusty dirt. Just dark orange clouds would blow across the road about 300 feet high, and it would get real dark in those, and it was pretty intense. The truck was somewhat difficult to drive, but it wasn't terrible. I've driven in worse, but it helps that it's not full height as a solid wall. It's kind of, because I'm hauling stuff on a flatbed, the wind gets around it a lot better and doesn't blow it around as bad as a regular box trailer, which is called a dry van. So it was a lot easier to drive than one of those. But that weather was definitely interesting, to say the least. I liked it. It was pretty neat.
It really was, but the storm clouds, I took that picture from the op center, and that was up in Travelers Rest, and those were some of the most beautiful storm clouds I've ever seen, and I say this about a lot of storms, probably every storm, but this was an exceptional picture. I mean, I will send it to you, and you'll be amazed, because the way those clouds started to form, I just loved it. And everybody in my crew is looking at me like, what the heck are you so happy about? And I'm like, you guys don't get it. This stuff, it doesn't seem cool to you, but to me, it's like, it's the wonder of nature, baby.
I've not gotten those pictures from you. I don't know how else you would have sent them, but I don't see anything on Messenger, and I don't see anything on my text messages. But I'm looking forward to seeing what you've seen. That's pretty neat. I did get some pictures of my Mammatus the other day, so I'll send those to you as well. I hear you with that Twister quote. I know exactly where that came from. That's pretty neat. But I do get excited about the weather, too. I like to see the clouds come in, and especially when a thunderstorm looks really, really photographic. Like, really, like, photogenic. That's the word, photogenic. When they look like that, I'm like, oh, yeah. I like the way that looks. I'm looking at your pictures now. But yeah, that's from the gust front edge of the storm where all the wind comes in at. So that's pretty neat. I like that.
Roger that. I just sent them to you. I forgot. I posted them on Facebook, so that was my fault. But yeah, it was it was one of the coolest days at work I've had so far. I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed the people I worked with so far. They're nice. They're really nice to me, and I enjoy them. I enjoyed being with them every day. Gives me something to get out the house and do and all that. Although, the first paycheck coming in today is only $125, so I started making $14 an hour on Monday, so I was hoping that would, I'm hoping the next week's check's gonna be a little more. But, I'll let people have their turn. I'll turn it back over to you, Daniel. Thank you for talking with me. I hope you have a good rest of your night. If you want to talk after the net, I'm open to that. KO4WWC, that's the net control.
Good, Chandler. We'll holler at you a little later on. I sent you a picture of the Mammatus clouds. You'll have to let me know what you think about them. I thought they were pretty cool. Trying to think if there was anything else new. I don't really know that much. I'll probably give you a phone call here in a little bit. I have a couple things to talk to you about. But we'll holler back at you shortly. All right, so... QZM, looking for any additional check-ins. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM.
Court WZM. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, up here in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table. Good to see you last night. Hope you have a good weekend, and hello to everyone on the net.
Nice. N4ZLK, that is Shane over there in Cleveland. Good to see you yesterday, too, Shane. That was pretty cool. Both of us were actually headed home from work, so that's awesome. I'll have to keep an eyeball out for you. I'm around that area a good bit, especially that time of day, so I'm sure I'll come across you at some point or other. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge commuter net, call KJ4WZM. If I close out the net, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM.
This is W8ROM securing station out.
Later, KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM monitoring.